Chapter 74.2. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, Xu Ting picked up the small blue flags representing the enemy forces of Dawen and the red flags representing their own army. She planted the blue flags at Dingaliang City and a few other locations, then placed red flags at Wucheng, Chuyu, Shunbei, and Qianfu. Of the four border cities, Dingaliang and Pingcheng have already fallen. We've retreated to Wucheng. The troops from Pingcheng are now stationed at Chuyu. Shunbei and Qianfu are far apart, one to the north and the other to the south, making them wary of moving recklessly for fear of ambush. Our task is not merely to hold Wucheng but to reclaim Dingaliang, coordinate with Chuyu, drive Daewon's forces entirely out of Soizhou, and take back Shanggao. After Xu Ting finished speaking, everyone couldn't help but draw in a sharp breath, their spirits suddenly soaring. Yes, that's exactly what they should do, to live up to their roles as brave generals of Dian. Xu Ting swept her gaze across the people in the tent, seeing that their fighting spirit had been roused. She continued, "Now, let's begin formulating the battle plan." 2 months passed since Xu Ting had left. Du Xian's pregnancy had stabilized. At over 3 months, approaching four, a slight curve had formed on his belly. Finally, he could feel the presence of the little life growing within him. After his body stabilized, Du Xian began planning to take action. Staying idle every day, repeatedly reading the two letters Xu Ting had sent back from the battlefield, still carrying the scent of smoke, was driving him mad. His wife was fighting on the front lines. Was there something he could do as well? With Xu Qi's help, Du Xian personally wrote invitations, hundreds of them. He planned to reopen Qingye Garden for another auction. But this auction was different from the previous ones. The items up for bid were donated by noble gentlemen and young masters free of charge, and all proceeds would be used to purchase medicine and supplies to send to Soizhou. Although Xu Ting had sent only two or three letters, each one was lengthy. They expressed her longing for Du Xian and included details that, while casually mentioned, pierced Du Xian's heart like needles. Xu Ting wrote about how her arm was grazed by an enemy's spear, not a deep wound, but because the military doctor's tents were already overcrowded with soldiers missing limbs, and medicinal supplies were scarce, she simply wrapped it in gauze without seeking treatment to avoid using up resources. She also lamented the poor food in the barracks, saying she missed eating meals with Du Xian at home. In his reply, Du Xian wrote about Han Ji, himself, and their child, but he couldn't stop thinking about Xu Ting's letters. Soizhou was constantly on his mind, he had to do something. After sending the invitations to the noble gentlemen and young masters of the capital, Du Xian steeled himself and wrote a letter to Xu Yu in the imperial palace. He hoped that during the auction, Xu Yu could send a high-ranking palace attendant to represent the empress in making donations and bids. If that happened, the impact would undoubtedly be far greater. Men are often full of emotion, and with Dian under invasion by Dawen, Du Xian was not the only one deeply concerned. Everyone's attention was now focused on Soizhou. Though men were not like women, unable to take up arms and fight on the battlefield, that didn't mean they were unwilling to share the burden for their country. Whether male or female, the love for one's country knows no distinction. Thus, when Du Xian sent out hundreds of invitations, not a single one was declined, everyone came. Du Xian opened the storage room holding his dowry and took out three prized possessions. A landscape painting by a master artist, a set of exquisite purple jade jewelry, and a rare, one-of-a-kind book. The other noble gentlemen and young masters also contributed generously. After several days of preparation, the auction finally began at Qingye Garden. Outside, the courtyard was filled with the carriages of nobles and gentlemen who had come to participate. Unlike its usual serene and elegant ambiance, today's Qingye Garden was arranged in a solemn and orderly manner. The auction was not hosted by the usual manager of Qingye Garden but by Du Xian himself. Once everyone was seated, Du Xian stepped onto the stage. "I'm sure you all know that my wife is Xu Ting, and she is currently in Soizhou. Soizhou is where Dian's army is fighting against enemy forces. The capital is safe and unchanged from 2 months ago, but Soizhou is not. Many generals and soldiers are sacrificing their lives to protect Dian. I feel like I can do something. Even though we are men, we can still contribute." Many noble gentlemen were moved to tears as they listened. Among the 30,000 soldiers Xu Ting had led to the battlefield, many were children or relatives of those present. Do not say that men only enjoy comfort and leisure from behind the scenes. They, too, have courage and a strong desire to contribute. With Du Xian personally stepping forward, the attendees felt an even deeper sense of shared responsibility. This auction features items donated entirely by all of you, noble gentlemen and young masters. Every penny from the proceeds will be used to purchase supplies for Soizhou. Qingye Garden will not take a single coin. Standing on stage, Du Xian spoke with firm determination. Today, his hair was styled simply, and his outfit leaned toward a more neutral design, making him appear both dignified and resilient. Seeing him on stage, all the noble gentlemen and young masters couldn't help but feel a passionate and resolute energy rising within them. The auction began. For each item, Du Xian made sure to announce the name of the donor. Each time a name was called, the individual couldn't help but sit up straighter with pride. The auction was lively from the start, and as it reached its peak, a loud announcement suddenly came from outside. The emperor has arrived. Xu Yu entered the room dressed in resplendent attire, leaving everyone momentarily stunned. Xu Yu said, "Brother-in-law, I'm here." It was only then that the crowd realized, the current emperor, spouse of the reigning empress, was none other than Xu Ting's younger brother and Du Xian's brother-in-law.